Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We're on the Phase 3 of the MCU that we are doing, and with me today is my co-host.
I'm Ron. Hi.
Ken.
Brittany.
Pete.
Dakota.
Good job, buddy.
Don't worry, that was not on the test.
Don't worry, you're not being quizzed.
If you guys want to hear our thoughts on Phase 1 and Phase 2, go check out our previous episodes. So let's get into this set.
All right, we're starting with our favorite movie.
Well, right? No, hold on. I was going to list the movies.
Oh, okay.
We got Captain America Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War, Ant-Man and Wasp, Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame, and technically Spider-Man Far From Home, but that isn't out yet.
Would you like to know our favorite part of the preview?
By the time this episode comes out, the movie will be like 2 weeks away.
You work for Spider-Man?
So the first one we're going to do is favorite movie. Do you have a favorite movie, Ronald?
I do. Surprisingly enough, it's not Spider-Man Homecoming.
It's actually,
Thor Ragnarok, because that shit cracked me up the whole way through.
That's fair.
Even the sad parts at the beginning were kind of funny.
What's that part?
You know, like when Odin there. Dies and then Hela comes out and it's like, damn though.
I thought you were referring to the play.
No, the play was fucking hilarious.
With Matt Damon dying, or no, yeah, Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt
dying.
Damon.
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
I was actually going to say Thor Ragnarok as well.
Okay.
I just liked it. It was funny throughout and I feel like it developed his character
a lot
in that set him up for the future films.
So the
and Hulk. Because it gave us a reintroduction to, you know, Hulk and giving him, you know, like...
It was even more so Bruce Banner, too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, and it wasn't just the Hulk, it was the Hulk, but it was more of Bruce Banner's mind with a childlike flair.
Well, and I know Thor is one of the characters, one of the movies where it had a different director each movie. And I believe... Taika Waititi was on this one, but... The rest of them, I believe, had the same director, except for Iron Man 3. That had...
And Cap. The first one was Joe Russo, or Joe Johnston.
Okay. And then the Russo brothers took over Winter Soldier. Yeah. And then I know Favreau did Iron Man 1 and 2, and then I can't remember who did 3. No.
It wasn't you, Gary.
Favorite movie?
Probably, I'm going to have to go with Thor. As much as I love a lot, I mean, there are a lot of movies out of that thing that I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And Guardians 2 was fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But I enjoyed what Taika was able to do with Thor. I feel like it was this big comeback from the first two. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Those were the throwaway movies of the first two. And now we're in Phase 3, and Taika pulls this out of his back pocket, and it's like, whoa.
Let me explain to you why you should like Thor.
Right. Yes.
What were you going to say, though?
Oh, about Guardians? So, I went and saw Guardians 2, and midway through the movie, I'm like, wait, who the hell's the villain? Because, you know, in the trailer, they'll tend to give the villain away. And I'm like, I didn't know who Ego was going into the movie.
Of the comics?
From the comics.
I didn't even realize that Kurt Russell was going to be Ego.
Same. Like,
because I knew Ego was
that
the
great.
I knew Ego was the planet. That's about all I knew could remember from like Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, I kept calling Ego.
But I don't remember that. Like, it's just one of those things. Like, I remember seeing the trailers, and of course I'm going to see it because it's Guardians 2, and all the Guardians, the first Guardian movie was amazing, and this one, the music, again, got me. The trailer got me. And then I'm like, Kurt Russell pops up at the end of the film, or end of the trailer, and I'm your dad, Peter. I'm like, okay, sure, why not? It works. Every other trailer we saw of any other film, we had that guy's a villain. That guy's a villain.
Mm-hmm.
That lady's a villain. Whatever. This one, they never said who the villain was. They never even hinted at it.
Right.
And I'm sitting there in the movie, I'm like, wait, who the hell's this villain in this film? And then, obviously, Ego was the villain.
Right.
And it was still enjoyable. I'm not saying that it wasn't. But it was just, it confused me going in.
Right.
Wasn't that good? Don't you want to be on your toes coming into a film?
I'm actually,
instead of being
it was,
like, he's the villain, hoo hoo.
Well, it was good.
No, sorry.
Thank you for your input.
I just pictured you in the theater, dude.
Doing a ballet.
No. He's the villain, hoo hoo.
It's not Thor, actually. I'm going to say Spider-Man. Because I absolutely, I mean, it's Spider-Man. I was waiting for this film. I was waiting for it to be awful.
Really?
And then, it was another reboot of a reboot of a reboot.
But it wasn't a reboot. They didn't origin it.
And that's what made it good.
Exactly.
And that is what made it phenomenal.
It wasn't like,
it's 'cause it was Marvel's property. Marvel was doing it. It wasn't like,
hey, by the way, guess who died in Peter's life?
Yeah,
it wasn't another telling of the same story that we had already seen, and I
twice
was
before
enthralled.
Who's playing Uncle Ben's corpse this time?
Yeah, no.
I was so in love with it, and I love the story, and I loved watching this new Peter Parker walking down the street, really happy, ready to be Spider-Man,
yeah.
And ready to hang out.
Dancing and emo.
Yeah, not dancing and emo. With his finger guns.
God, that was
but
awful.
I also want to give an honorable mention to my favorite puppy, Thor, because he, and I've said this in previous podcasts,
yep.
He's a puppy dog. And I love his energy, and I love that we really got to see his character development, but that we also got to see his him go for it and him win his fight that he's been wanting to win.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Plus, hell is hot.
That song comes on at work. And I can't help but picture that when she's arriving.
Yeah. I mean, great. You can't not.
I'm going to have to agree with almost everybody else. Sorry, Brittany.
Yeah, you can have
Thor Ragnarok
the wrong opinion.
Was...
That's fine.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, I just saw the notch of the collar loosen a little bit. Slip your head out and run.
Thor Ragnarok was my favorite of all of these, but I'm looking at this right now, and...
Don't forget, we have Captain Marvel and Endgame as well.
I still haven't seen Captain Marvel.
You don't have
to. It's okay.
That's what I heard.
We'll get there.
Like, no, don't get me wrong. Like,
watch
I've heard
Wonder
from,
Woman and it's way better.
I've heard from
yes.
specific people with specific mindsets that said it's the best movie they came out with. And then everybody else is like, it's actually just kind of, you don't really need to know anything except, you know, that Nick Fury kind of knew her before, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I have thoughts.
Okay, let's get back to that.
I was kind of just thinking about this stack that's in front of me because I was like, there wasn't a bad one here. I'm thinking forward to future questions.
I don't know why you would do that.
Because I'm trying to avoid you need to cut out 15 minutes of silence.
That's
when it's
fair. I can cut out what I need to cut out.
But what is your favorite film?
Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd also like to give an honorable mention to Black Panther. Not so much
that is a
for...
great film.
I absolutely hated Killmonger in a good way because you should hate a villain, and he was.
It was a good way to hate the guy.
Yes. Exactly.
It wasn't because it was a bad actor.
No, no,
he did
no,
a
no.
phenomenal
was,
job.
He did a great job
someone.
Playing the part, and that's why I hated him because it was like, dude, I'm gonna see you in another movie and be like, I fucking hate you. And wait, oh wait, I haven't seen
right.
you in this one
right.
because it was just that damn good.
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
I also liked all the technology and shit that they had. That it was like
that
you
was
know,
pretty badass.
Yes,
I think I was really sad that, what's his name?
I don't know, you didn't tell us.
Gollum.
Gollum!
Yeah.
It's Claw.
But yeah, what's Andy Serkis. I was sad that he didn't get as much film time on as he should have. Like, again, underutilized character.
Like, and you're dead now.
Yeah, we saw
right.
him. He had like 2 minutes in, or 2-3 minutes in Avengers Age of Ultron, loses his arm. And then he's
terrible
supposed to be this big old bad guy against the Wakandians, and then he shows up for a couple minutes, and then he's
right.
dead again.
Done.
Right. Like,
because I needed him in Inspector Gadget.
But he had a handgun, so...
And he had a claw.
Remember his arm
yeah,
turned
arm
into
gun.
Like a...
Yeah.
yeah.
But that was pretty badass, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Imagine all the other gadgets and gizmos you could have put in there if you wouldn't have killed him. Another one for a fallen. Oh.
So, my favorite of the 10, 11,
whatever
movies. I mean, I loved Ragnarok. Ragnarok was amazing. I'm going to have to go with Infinity War. Only because.
Oh, snap.
The snap. Only because the heroes lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was the first movie, and I guess that would have been what? Movie number 18, 19?
Yeah.
And we're seeing every single hero always win out in the end. They always beat the bad guy. This time they don't. Like, it. For me, it was good to see them brought down a notch. Like, because every movie, they're getting better. They're getting, they're being heroes. Like, the way they're supposed to be. Avengers Infinity War, they can't, someone. they keep losing. Like, every single time they try to stop Thanos from doing, getting the stones, doing something, they lose. They can't stop him. The only one that can stop him is Scarlet Witch. And then that doesn't mean shit, because he's already got the time stone, and he turns back time and rips out the one stone out of Vision's head. So,
stop, you're hurting my heart.
I feel like it was a very big success for what it was, too. Literally bringing everyone together.
32 such heroes, 32 actors.
The Endgame only brought half
and
of them back.
Keeping them in your seat the whole time, so that when the movie gets done and you go, wait, we're done?
That's it?
Like, I could have kept, that's how good it was to me. Was I could have kept watching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You mean you're ending it here?
It was.
But it's only half over.
Yeah.
Right.
I got a funny story. If Emily was here, she could tell it. But I took the girls to go see Infinity War. And it messed Cassie up so bad that, like, 2 days later, Emily still had not seen the movie yet. I had taken the girls. I think I had a day off. She had to work or something. She couldn't go. So I took the girls to it, saw it. At the end of the film, I had to explain to her that they're not dead. And at the time, my theory was they were in the Soul Stone. I think that was everybody's theory.
Right.
At the time. Now we found out they actually were dead come Endgame. So
here's the question.
Finish my story. she was so messed up, I had to tell her, this is my theory, that I think they're still alive. They're going to come back. 2 days later, she's getting a bath. Emily's giving her a bath. And she is distraught still. Emily still hasn't seen the movie. And Cassie says, Mom, I need to tell you something, but it's not a spoiler.
Oh,
Emily's like,
oh,
okay. And she's like, I know they're not dead, but I just can't deal with them not being there.
Like, that's totally a spoiler.
That's what a spoiler is.
We need to define what a spoiler is.
Well, it's just like, what's, who played the Hulk? Ruffalo.
Yeah.
He's like, you should wait till the next one. Everybody dies.
Yeah. And Don Cheadle just gave him that look of like.
No, Don Cheadle was like, dude.
Oh, that was wonderful.
What's the next question?
The next worst. Question is worst.
Is it worst?
Endgame.
Okay, Endgame. Explain.
Okay, first off, Endgame was, for being 3 hours long, 3.5 hours long, however long.
3 hours, 2 minutes.
Thank you.
Yep.
For being 3 hours and 2 minutes long, I feel like the end of it was still very rushed. Also, they had a bunch of they had a bunch of cheap pops in there, like the moment when all the female heroes come in at the same time. Just hold on, hear me out on this one.
How ridiculous was that? I was so angry.
Because they should have been throughout the thing, they should have been fighting together the whole time. And when you put them separately, that's like, oh, you know, we had to put the girls on the other side because, you know, they couldn't be over here with the boys.
My only issue with that, was placement. Because Wasp was already at the van. They're trying to get to the van.
Yeah.
Wasp was at the van. Why would she come all the way back to then go back? Like, that was placement was an issue.
The camera was right there, and then we all needed to be together.
It was so dumb.
For the camera shot, it was. It
the
was
scene itself, I was. Yes, it wasn't needed, but I can appreciate.
It just says the state of where things are and what they have to do for a movie, so they don't get chewed apart.
Okay,
that's
also. I'd like to point out when they're fighting Thanos without the Infinity Gauntlet, and Thor. Iron Man, and Captain America, which Captain America, when he had the Infinity Gauntlet on, yes, was getting a crap kick out of him, was still able to hold his own gauntlet? Thanos, yeah. Okay, he was still able to hold Thanos' hand open for a bit, right? But yet, when he doesn't have all this power, he just kicks the tar out of everybody. Even Captain Marvel, who's supposed to be this fucking huge powerhouse badass bitch, she's all like, you know, oh, even if he had the fucking thing, if I'd have been there, I'd have fucked him up and you guys would have just been like, thank girl.
Which she kind of did, though.
No, she didn't.
She was trying, she was getting there, and you saw when he had the girl on.
We just need a squirrel girl.
Just
before the way they set her up, she was completely underutilized.
Yes.
Well, the reason why is because they filmed her role in Endgame first and then backtracked to do the movie. I found that out here within the last week or so.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's why I felt Captain Marvel was so disjointed.
Because I know what they were doing with Tony to tie him out
yes.
and be done.
Yes.
And let Robert Downey Jr. actually go do some other awesome movies. But
I don't know. We got Due Date while he was in.
But we also got Sherlock Holmes.
Due Date was a good movie.
It was okay. Movie.
I enjoyed Due Date.
But of anybody, I feel like Captain Marvel would have been able to handle the Infinity Gauntlet better than even the Hulk.
She
for the amount of energy that she had as
her. I'm not sure she has the right attitude to have the Infinity Gauntlet. Just saying.
But she would have been able to withstand
the character or Bree.
Yes. She probably would have been able to withstand it better than Hulk, yes.
And
Hulk was able to survive,
take
sure.
Take my strong hand.
But yeah, no, because of her power set, and she probably could have put it on and snapped them away and been fine.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, it's more powerful to have Tony do it.
Right.
It tells a better message.
Also, I know I said this off mic, but when at the end of the movie, when they're giving Tony his send away, and they don't even mention Black Widow.
They kind of do.
Dude, he literally had a fucking floating coffin across the fucking water, and then
everybody. Here.
Because of the impact of that he had on everybody,
they could.
I was referring to when Hawkeye or Clint and Wanda are standing there. They're talking. It's a quick little snippet, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. This is somebody that's been on their team for almost as long, well, longer than most people there, and almost as long as the, original.
She is part of the original.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But, the only person that's been in the movies longer than her would be, Iron Man and Incredible Hulk. Because she was in Iron Man 2, which was...
So we got Iron Man 2, we got Avengers,
Cap. What I'm saying is when she first...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got Cap, Winter Soldier, she was Civil War, Avengers...
But what I'm saying is, she's literally been a part of these movies.
Yeah.
Third one.
Exactly. She's been an Avenger this whole, throughout every Avengers movie, she's been an Avenger.
Okay.
And they didn't give her anything.
A good send away.
Exactly. They, okay.
Even to acknowledge the sacrifice that she made.
Exactly. Because without her, they couldn't have gotten
I wouldn't have needed a Tony Stark-like send away. Because Tony Stark definitely had much more weight on the series than Black Widow's character, regardless of time.
Yeah.
But we barely even, Clint didn't even barely mention her when he got back of what happened.
Yeah, they're just like, what happened?
I think they did on off screen, but we don't see that, obviously.
Right. Exactly, and if we don't see it, then it doesn't. It's not as important which means that they just wrote her off.
There's also, I heard a rumor that the film was 6 hours long, and they had to
cut. You know what? I almost would have
watched 6 hours.
Yeah. To have, as a female, to have the, look at us women fucking shit up during this awesome battle scene.
Rule the world.
And not to have the Black Widow send off, I was offended.
Okay.
So there we go.
Okay.
That can be our moment.
Because
that was more important.
Anyways, worst movie.
What was the question again?
The question is, I understand that Endgame is going to be probably majority. This is the last movie we saw. This is the last movie that came out.
Freshest, yeah.
Freshest.
Yeah, it's going to have the most talk. But we still have 10 other movies in this.
Yeah, but we were talking about worst movie.
Yes.
I enjoyed Ant-Man and Wasp, but I felt like as a movie, it wasn't even needed.
Okay.
like at all. Other than for the time travel thing. Yeah.
Except but, for like the very
that was the only vehicle.
And like the end scene, like, oh cool, we have the very end credit scene and that ties it in. Other than that, nothing, it doesn't matter what they were doing.
But it also gives you the comedic stance where you can grow and shrink things, you know, yeah. which is what they were going for. No.
I do agree that for having Lawrence Fishburne be a almost bad guy.
Antagonist, a little bit of an antagonist.
Right. 64.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, then even Ghost wasn't that much of an antagonist. It was just misunderstood.
Yeah. yeah. There was mm-hmm. no real true villain.
Which is That's not always a bad thing.
Right.
But like I said, like with Guardians, you go into Ant-Man and Wasp and you think, okay, Ghost is going to be the villain.
Yes.
Guardians 2 didn't know. Again, trailers didn't say shit. We find out Ego's the villain. Ego is the villain. Ant-Man Wasp, she's, again, not a villain.
But she's
betrayed. Misunderstood. She's trying to get her, which is a classic villain, they just want their agenda done, and they'll go by any ways to do it. But she becomes a partner in the end. Like,
yeah.
It's a sympathetic agenda, despite yes. how she's going about doing it.
Yes. So you say Ant-Man Wasp.
Or no,
you,
he did. No,
I did.
I was just agreeing with that part. Gotcha.
Confused with the ball guys.
For me.
No, yeah, I didn't even notice that until you pointed it out.
For me, though, the only reason for this is I feel that it could have been done better.
Okay.
Captain Marvel.
Okay.
When I walked away from the movie, I felt like I was watching more an episode of Nick Fury from the 90s and one of his adventures that yeah. he had with someone else. Rather than Carol Danvers.
It was a good buddy cop film with Nick and Carol.
Right, but it shouldn't have been a buddy exactly. cop film. It was nice seeing the origin story of her mm-hmm. and learning all that, but when I walked away and my favorite part was Nick Fury, it really didn't support the fact that I didn't really ever embrace the character of Captain Marvel. The other thing that I think that I was going to say previously that fell flat in this movie was the music. So we had Guardians of the Galaxy knocked it out of the park yes. with their choice of music. Granted, the 80s is chock full of really good music to pick. They did it again in Guardians 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost seamlessly integrated into the movie where they were using lyrics to convey mm-hmm. what was happening in the story.
Yes.
And then Taika is able to take it in Thor Ragnarok and adequately use song to put into the story that makes you feel it so much more. Where we had there's a good offering of music in the 90s.
Yeah.
That they could have picked to accurately put into this film.
They had a few good ones.
That fell flat for me.
Yeah. Yes.
And we discussed this earlier, was that something that after all of these thoughts have occurred to me, I went back and looked, and then it made even more sense as to why I felt uneasy about this film. There were two directors.
Oh.
It was a co-directed venture.
How do I remember that?
So, if you have Carol Danvers' story, and you have the Nick Fury buddy cop film.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was two things that were slapped together, and we were getting two directors' visions of what Captain Marvel is supposed to be.
Okay.
And had there been one concise vision from one person who was overseeing it all, could have ended up like some of the Star Wars stuff, or we might have gotten a really like solid film.
I still like Solo. I know that was two different
directors. No. I'm talking about Lucas overseeing it.
Oh, okay. But you said two directors.
No,
Solo
I didn't. No,
because they have.
Sometimes two it works. Sometimes it works. I just don't feel large, that this had a solid line to follow.
Okay.
I would also have to say Captain Marvel. I really disliked it.
Wait, you're supposed to say unpopular opinion first.
I'm not even going to say unpopular opinion because I know it's an unpopular opinion and I'm a woman, so there we have it.
I commend you for your bravery.
It left a bad taste in my mouth. I wanted to like it, but I left being like, why did I watch this? Like, why was it important for me to go and see this before going and seeing Endgame? Because Endgame was also out at the time. And okay. I was like, I could have seen... Okay. Like, we had waited to see it just because of time. And I was like, we could have went... I feel like I could have went
and, then I was like, and let's seen just go Endgame. See Endgame instead.
And you know what, though? With the underutilized character in Endgame... It totally was a throwaway that you didn't need to know anything about Captain Marvel to
see
anything.
Yeah, because, you know, by the end of Captain Marvel, we find out she's this powerhouse. Cool. Awesome. She shows up at the beginning of Endgame, and
right.
It's like, okay, hey, I'm going to go kill Thanos. You guys ain't going to stop me. And they're like, no, we're going to do it together. They go. He's gone. And then she goes back out into space.
Yeah, she just, kind of like isn't
instead
really
of
around.
Staying with the group and doing the thing.
Well, she's like, "Fuck you guys, I got shit to do."
Well, right. She even mentions she's like, "Not other planets don't have you guys, don't have the Avengers. I'm in charge of the whole universe. You guys focus on Earth.
You take care of this one planet. I got all the rest of
them." Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so she kind of like sets herself up as like, "Okay, here's my story a little bit."
Well, and that's I think I appreciated why she her not being in the film completely. Because then that would have literally been, oh, Thanos is back? Okay, bam, he's gone now because now we have Captain Marvel.
But then she couldn't do it anyways.
Only?
She literally couldn't do it anyways. He was like, by the way, you're stupid. Bam. You know?
Well, and that scene was purposefully put there.
But even before
that. For the scene with Iron Man dying, for him coming up there, grabbing the stones, and going. Like,
okay.
That's the only reason that
he didn't even say, I am Iron Man. In the original filming,
really?
That was a post where they come back and they film extra
post-production
scene. Somebody had thrown out the idea to the Russos, so they called Robert Downey Jr. back in and had lunch with him. And said, "We want you to refilm this scene." He didn't want to do it. He goes, "I don't like it."
Hmm.
And they're like, "Well, it fits with what we want to try and tie off with the story and." Whatever, so they finally convinced him to reshoot that scene.
And it's probably one.
So initially, it was just him
snapping. Interesting.
Actually, might have been a little.
I'm the extra tidbit guy.
No, I appreciate that.
I also know that it was in previous films, but the whole montage of Captain Marvel getting up and being all. I am woman, hear me roar, I can do this, I am powerful, you're not going to knock me down, really bothered me.
Really?
Because I get that she can do it.
Honestly, most of the movie, I like the movie, don't get me wrong,
like
most of the movie was pandering.
I get that she can do it. I was like, okay, you're getting up. I think I was just done with it at that point. Like, okay. I was, like, really done. But and someone pointed out, like, well, you know, Cap did that. The same thing happened in his first movie. And I was like, oh. Well, I guess I can't really complain then if it happened in, like, the guy films.
I can do this all day.
But, I can do this all day. But it, like, in her film, like, it really bothered me. I was like, do we have to watch this? Like, okay, she's a woman and she keeps getting beat down and she keeps getting beat up.
It wasn't just one line, I can do this all day. It was, fell off her go-kart, got knocked down in a sport, got kicked in basic training, didn't do well with the other pilots. Like, it's just, like, it was like, okay, how many more things are you going to tell me?
I guess because in the Captain America
films...
Not
very good at things. But I don't give up.
Captain America, we had that scene across the first Avenger, in Avengers, in
Civil War,
Winter Soldier, in Civil War, like across every single film he's in. So it's spread out versus Captain Marvel. Yeah, it's in the entire film. Like, that's the point of that film.
Yeah.
So you do oversee it.
So it was.
You probably
it was
see it enough, like a similar amount of times, but. Like I said, over like six films versus
six times in one film.
Yeah.
In 1 hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just was like, I really don't need to see this. I get it. Okay. And what you said, like, it felt disjointed. It was a buddy cop film, but then it was her origin story.
Origin story.
Like, which was I supposed to be rooting for, like, and watching? So
one podcast I listened to, they were saying how Captain Marvel was the first film where she had her hero story at the beginning of the film. We just didn't know it. Like, she was already on top.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything got lost and she had to get back up top, rebuild it. But we see
instead
that as it progresses.
It was a valley instead of a hill.
Yeah. And that makes a good point. Yeah, she starts out with all this power already. Like, all she has to do is just rip off the dampener and bam, she can destroy all of the Kree. Like, fuck
you know, and that was something else with that particularly. Like, Jude Law was awesome. But
I like this character.
At the same time, him and Mar-Vell, the villain, as consciousness or whatever.
Whatever. The, yeah,
the computer.
Kree,
the computer.
The Kree person.
I'm out of this one. Like I said, I haven't seen it.
That's fair.
Those two parts as a villain were completely underutilized.
Okay.
To me. I did like the switch with what they did with the Kree of having them not be the bad guy. And I was like, the whole time, I was like, okay, when are they really going to be the bad guy?
And that was another thing. Like, we've already been introduced to the Kree in Guardians of the Galaxy, in
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
in Guardians 2? No, just Guardians 1 and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, we already know they're bad guys. They're dicks in those films and in the TV show.
Yeah.
And then in Captain Marvel, it's like, okay, they're the good guys and the Skrulls the bad guys. Because we, as... Well, I know you guys are the films, but the comic readers, in the comic books, they are the villains.
Yeah.
They've always been the villains.
Right.
And the Kree in the comics have always just been there. Like, they don't really have a good or
they're
bad side.
Ever-present bad guy that Marvel uses at their whim.
And they have no name tagged.
Right. Right.
So... It was one of those things where it's like, oh yeah, wait. Halfway through the film, again, I'm like, oh yeah, the Kree are dicks. Like, that's just them. Like, once I remembered Ronan was a Kree, once I remembered everything from Agent of
I'm
Agent
sorry,
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm thinking of the Skrulls.
Okay.
Usually the Skrulls are a bad guy.
Yeah, right? Yes. Yeah.
And that was where I was thinking.
Okay, yeah.
They were the good guy, or the victim.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, okay, when are they really going to be a bad guy?
Yeah.
Not the Kree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Skrull, but that I like that as a twist. Like, yes, they're supposed to be the bad guy, and when you first see them, they're trying to attack.
Maybe it's just because I didn't trust Mendelsohn.
I mean, he's been a villain in almost every single other film. I did love him in this film, though. He was great. But yeah, like, that was an interesting turn, and them being good guys. So, but back on the original question.
And the original question was the least liked film.
Yes.
Least liked film.
Thank you.
The least disliked film.
all these films are pretty great.
Kind of a toss-up for me between Ant-Man and the Wasp and Captain Marvel. Ant-Man and the Wasp just sort of didn't really...
Give us anything?
Like, the whole thing, everything it added to the overall story was
space travel,
time travel at the end, you could have taken that post-credit scene almost and just put it in Ant-Man, it felt like, and just rejiggered the story a little bit maybe, and nothing else would have changed.
Right.
And then, as Brittany alluded to, Captain Marvel going to see that after Endgame had come out of some, like, misguided. Well, we'll see them in order as they're coming out.
So it's not because you're a masochist.
And then literally running into a friend on our way to the theater and them saying, no, you don't need to see it. You don't need to see Captain Marvel. You should just see Endgame. And it's like, well, we're already at the movie theater and going to see the movie. So thanks, buddy. Fuck you. And then that just like, the back of my head, the whole movie, I was like, yeah, Mike was kind of right.
Anytime you ever wonder, just ask him. That's what I do.
Yeah. Okay. And,
hey. Mike, you were right.
So for me, probably Doctor Strange.
Really?
How dare you?
I was going to honorable mention that.
Yes.
Yes.
So I was wondering if anybody was going to say this.
Oh, I have no guarantee. Emily would have. She fell asleep during it.
I fell asleep the first two times I tried to watch it. The third time, I drank two monsters.
Here's the thing. She fell asleep during... Let's see if you guys can figure out the common denominator here. She fell asleep during Doctor Strange. Fell asleep during Thor Ragnarok. Fell asleep during... Hold on. She fell asleep at a certain part. She fell asleep during the second Hobbit movie and part of the third Hobbit movie.
Oh, I forgot about those. Those are shit.
And I haven't seen them. She fell asleep during the Sherlock TV show. What's the common denominator?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
Well, he's really boring.
I fell asleep in Endgame, so...
There you go.
In the theater?
Yeah.
Dude, there's some really...
During the... Black Widow and Hawkeye scene, they were like, no, you jump. I was like, and good night. This is stupid.
And the Red Skull's over there just like,
yeah, you just
laughing all the way.
I'll take it.
I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed the character. Well, maybe. Like, just the character of Stephen Strange being this arrogant bastard that, oh, I'm so important. Oh, now my hands are broken. Now I'm not important.
Yeah, and it's all really my fault.
For somebody who performs surgery, though.
Correct.
That's a huge deal.
It works for the character and what's going on. I think just his... arrogance is the right word. Like
Iron Man? Super arrogant?
Different kind of arrogance.
There's a different arrogance, yeah. I don't know, just something about that movie. Something about it that just... I enjoyed the film for what it was.
It was very well done.
It was very well done
in the spirit of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Has anybody here ever read a Doctor Strange comic?
Is it pretty bad?
Terrible. I have. I know we're going to read here soon.
You fucker. Okay, but like...
I actually have it over there, but we're going to read it too.
The two that I read were like a fucking trip on something that I've never had because, you know, it's... But it was literally like, I've got these ideas that I'm going to slam all together and none of them are going to make sense, but... run with that.
It's
my
out there.
My only experience with Doctor Strange prior to seeing the movie was the 90s Spider-Man.
Okay, but he was badass in that.
Yeah.
And there's
but
a cartoon movie, direct DVD movie that I have that is really good. I really like that one.
And complaining aside though, Tilda was pretty freaking awesome.
She was. She was amazing.
But then the end scene with the whole he's a villain now, and then nothing comes of that storyline at all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, something's going to come about that in the next Doctor Strange film.
Will there be? Is there a second one in production?
Of course
I guarantee there
is.
Sounds like, why?
He showed back, but he showed back up in Endgame. I thought I saw him in...
yeah, he was all like...
In Endgame.
Was he in Endgame?
I thought...
You talking about Mordu?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Mordu is not.
Okay.
I was so confused by that.
I thought I saw him. Hey, he got to watch it before it happened, though.
He did. He knew exactly what was going to happen. He's all like, I can't tell you.
Hey, Iron Man, I know what's going on, but...
I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I'm totally telling you what's going to happen.
We're good.
Yeah. Look, I'm not telling
you.
You're
not.
Hey, you're dead.
You guys... Or a few of you said
one person's gonna die.
You, Ant-Man and Wasp were some of your least favorite. I would argue that this helped.
They did.
I mean, he already had a giant. Building up. Stop it!
Slap my knee.
Building up his story and his relationship with his daughter, with Cassie, was great. It expands on that relationship in this film. So when we see him show back up in Endgame and then like he reconnects with Cassie, like that was a powerful scene.
Yeah.
So like I don't think we would have got that if we didn't have the connection in Ant-Man and Wasp.
Get Wasp too out of this film.
Well, yeah.
That's
so
true.
Michelle Pfeiffer still looks pretty
good.
I mean, she's no Catwoman in this one, but she's not bad.
That would have been weird.
Yeah, but there was actually a movie worth watching here.
Yes. Wait, hold on.
No. Batman Returns.
Batman Returns is good.
Michelle Pfeiffer was a Catwoman in Batman Returns.
Okay, yeah.
And you're right. Leather stitched together.
Yeah. Thinking of Halle Berry.
Yes, I was. I was.
Can Go watch some movies.
All right, so let's go favorite character. Who's out of the phase three?
Wait. What? I've got Emily's for her. America's ass. Okay.
I would like to appreciate America's ass.
Okay.
Now, actual character. Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man, dude. And, like, this was a fun, like, less serious, but also nerd Spider-Man, not cool riding a skateboard Spider-Man, or 50-year-old playing Spider-Man.
But like 30, playing an 18-year-old.
Exactly. But, like, it was a fun one, and I kind of like the story progression and the build-up of extra villains that, you know, sit in Spider-Man.
The Easter eggs
of them.
Yes.
Shocker. Exactly. We have Scorpion in there that I think is going to come up soon.
What? Yeah.
Gary, agrees with us.
All right, right here.
I would say I like Black Panther. It's my favorite.
Okay.
You really see his storyline kind of just progress throughout all of it. And I just like the character overall.
Fair enough.
I like the suit.
All right, Gary, fuck off, dude. Come on.
All right, fine. I'm going to have to go with Spider-Man as my favorite character from this set. The
phase three.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Breathing so loud.
Go on.
Reminds me of those video games you're playing with somebody that's like really heavy set. I'm like, out of the mic! We can hear you!
The one thing I have a problem with Spider-Man was that Tony literally phoned in his part in that movie. And it was only because it was an afterthought of requirement for them to be able to use the character.
Yeah.
Not a second favorite, Bruce Banner in Endgame. I don't know why, but I loved it.
Professor.
Yeah.
Professor Hulk.
Professor Hulk. Okay. Except for the part where they're in like the little diner. And, like, he's talking to me. He's like, hold on just a second.
He's like,
oh, God. Yeah.
The part where he's trying to. They get into New York and he's like,
get a picture of him.
Yeah.
Get a picture of him.
I also hated how he was small. The Hulk. Okay.
I'm going to stop on that one.
Look at him. Okay.
He was smaller than as the
height
Hulk.
Wise.
He was the same height.
No.
But
because if you look at him when they're running, in all the other movies, he's like
different.
2 foot taller than them, and in this one, he's like half a foot taller.
Mm-hmm.
He found us.
Does that depend on the development of?
He just was like, is
the transformation?
I assume so, but I didn't like it anyways.
I like when he gives Ant-Man a taco. He
goes, see, that was so sweet.
You lost your taco, have another.
Oh, you lost taco? Here, taco. It was very sweet.
Oh, shit.
Only life was that simple.
Oh, sorry for anybody that's listening. If Joey doesn't edit this out, he just threw a chip up the stairs for Gary to chase. And Gary's a dog, not another
person. If you couldn't tell.
God damn it, Gary, quit breathing on us.
I'm going to have to go with everyone's popular opinion tonight.
Okay.
And definitely say Spider-Man. Love in my heart for him.
Yes.
He's the perfect amount of nerdy and...
Finally.
Like... And that's what makes it perfect about him. Like, he's the right comic book Spider-Man this time. And it's a nice, refreshing piece.
I agree. Okay.
I mean, I'm going with Spider-Man, I think, with everybody else, so there's not much else to say that we haven't already said.
So mine would... kind of what I've been sticking to with for the last one is Captain America. Like, I liked...
His ass.
America's ass.
Civil War, like that.
Motherfucker, I forgot that was part of Phase 3.
Yeah. Well, and that film is
the right
better
here.
Avengers film than
Absolutely.
Avengers Age of Ultron. Was.
Absolutely. Yes.
So I'd like to call it Avengers 2.5.
Yeah. So yeah. Dude, no, and that.
Civil War was.
Yeah. Dude, because, like, I mean, you had everybody there.
Yeah.
And then you added
almost everybody.
Yeah.
You didn't have Thor and Hulk.
But you know what I mean, though.
Yes. And then his character in... Well, I love his character in Infinity War.
Yeah.
That was a good... Even without
Get
the shield,
man
was,
a shield.
He got two shields.
Yeah.
And then his character in Endgame. Like, he got the hammer.
Dude,
which leads into my favorite scene.
He could get the hammer in the first Avengers. Dude, that's...
Well, no. So here is the theory of why he got the hammer.
There's several.
I'd also like to know how he was able to use the lightning, though.
Yeah, that's what I want to know about.
Whoever is worthy can wield the powers of the hammer.
Of Thor. Wield the powers of Thor.
Lightning.
So lightning's part of Thor.
Like, should just be thunder.
Yeah. I think we can point that out in the comics. But yeah, that is part of my favorite scene.
It goes to the character development.
Here, you get it really does. yeah, just him getting the hammer and just wailing on Thanos was amazing, and using everything. And the reason why, one of the reasons, the theory is he wasn't worthy in Avengers Age of Ultron because he knew that Bucky killed Iron Man's parents.
And hadn't confessed
it. And hadn't said anything about it. So by the time Endgame comes around, he's already told Tony what's going on. He already told Tony he knew Bucky did this. Now he's worthy.
And made amends for it.
Yep.
You know who can pick up Thor's hammer?
Vision?
Spider-Man. And you know
why? He
did
pick it up.
He did?
In the movies, he did not.
That's what I said. There's a reason why he can't.
Oh, can't. Gotcha.
He can't. He's not willing to kill.
So that makes him not worthy?
It makes him not worthy because one of the being worthy is doing what needs to be done.
Oh, okay.
And he can't do it if it, you know.
Even if it needs to be done.
Yeah.
That's fair.
As obvious with, you know,
I would say
Doc Ock, you know, any villain that he's had, like, if he just offed him, he'd be sitting right now, you know, with Mary Jane, like, hey, sup.
I would, not wrong, but I would also say it makes him worthy that he finds another way.
No, and I'm not, dude, Spider's my favorite fucking character. But look, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that that's the reason why he can't wield Mjolnir.
Under the criteria, Majol, the hammer
being worthy of using Thor's power.
Meow meow.
Meow meow. Thank you, Kat Dennings tip.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I mean, Kat Dennings.
No, it's really just
me and my hammer. Meow meow.
But yeah, that's that scene is my favorite, as well as when all the portals open up, or actually when Sam is on the radio, it's like, Cap.
The Swiss cheese?
Cap. Well,
shot?
We're really just Cap. No. Or,
the Swiss cheese
really
shot.
Falcon saying, on your left, and then everything.
That was awesome.
Yes. That got me. Like, that's the moment I teared up. I'm like, oh!
Could you imagine this being the Wolverine in the
there
theater?
There were several moments.
Endgame was
there are a lot of tearjerkers.
But yeah,
Iron Man.
Favorite scenes.
Don't start with me. I started last time. Don't start with him. Start in the middle.
So, this isn't so much a, like, the awesome scenes we're talking about in Endgame or whatever.
It's just
because there's a lot of
total.
That.
Yeah.
Well, no, but this isn't even probably my, like, the most epic scene. But it was the most, for me, unexpected was when they got to get the Soul Stone and the hooded figure was Red Skull.
That was
shocking.
And I was like, wait, what? And then it wasn't even Hugo Weaving, he was on
Walking Dead.
One of the characters on Walking Dead.
That doesn't narrow it down at all.
Hold on. Wait,
what character was he on Walking Dead?
Not Jesus. It was...
No, it was the other guy that came to them after they got locked in the barn in the storm. That's when he first
remember
appears.
His name.
He walks around with a backpack, looking for people to come help them.
He was part of the couple.
Something Jesse sounds like.
Anyways,
that's not right.
But it wasn't. It wasn't Agent Smith.
Yeah,
no. And so it was like double whammy because I was like, man, that was great. I wasn't expecting them to do something with Red Skull anymore because he was just gone. So, for me, that scene particularly was really cool.
Ross Marquand.
Yes. Marquand. Marquand.
Huh. I don't remember him. Oh, yes, I do.
He
it's
is...
Been awesome. I've seen that show.
He plays Aaron on Walking Dead.
Okay.
Anyways.
Favorite
which
scene.
Means they potentially have...
That's what I was trying to do earlier.
Have Captain America... encountering him again when he's returning.
I've seen
all
a lot of memes.
I know. When he's returning all the Soul Stones, returning the Soul Stone in all of his misadventures.
My favorite
over
is the meme I saw was Red Skull being like, "Steven, son of a bitch," because he's seeing Captain America. So, it's
So did we find out how he put that stone back? Do we not know any?
No idea.
We don't know.
He handed it to the Red Skull. And... like, it could be.
See, well, here's the shock factor. When he threw it back over.
No. No, that did not happen.
I know.
It can't happen. Because then you wouldn't have the stone in general. Like, you had to give a soul to get the stone. Even though you return it.
Give it back, bitch.
So he can't. Hey, here's the stone. Give me back that soul.
No refunds. No substitutions, exchanges, and refunds.
So in Endgame, when he goes back and changes his past to live with her through his life.
I need a lot
technically,
he just didn't take the subway back to the main point.
What it was.
Well, so technically, everything would be different then. He would never have been fighting with them because he would have been like 90 billion years old.
No, that's because still he went back from that point in time. This Steve went back to where the other Steve had disappeared from. Okay.
He went back
He basically went back through and then he got to. Well, he would have basically watched himself, you know, fight with all the Avengers and shit like that. Just as an old man, like. Yeah.
Because remember, in this time travel, they've established that things in the past don't necessarily affect the current singular timeline.
Because right. You cannot
as
affect...
like in Terminator.
Or Back to the Future.
Or Back to the Future.
And they even point that out in the movie.
I like how they hint that a lot.
So I took it as them jumping back in time branches off a new reality.
It will if you...
Not a separate reality.
Okay, then how did Thanos...
Because if it starts a separate reality, that means there's multiple people in each...
But there's a multiverse, and we see that.
But he was still in the same reality as our characters that we have now. So it can't be that kind of thing. Because remember, they were existing in the same time as themselves.
Yes.
So it's basically he's just a double. And lived out his life.
But then doesn't that go against the whole, if you touch yourself and they...
But see, my
masturbation.
My only issue with that is it negates everything Peggy did once Steve was gone. So she helped found S.H.I.E.L.D., became a badass agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It wasn't a good idea for them to do that. Unless they fix it in this next movie.
Well, but the multiverse. That's what I'm bringing up. Like, I'm thinking when especially when he jumped back in time.
Do you think that when Captain... We'll have to see this, but do you think when Captain America went back and did that, he caused what we're going to see in Spider-Man?
Ooh. No, because my understanding is when Thanos snapped, it caused all that.
Oh,
I could be wrong.
So Jake Gyllenhaal's a villain in this film, correct?
Well, he's Mysterio.
Mysterio is a Spider-Man villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he seems like the good guy.
That's what they're playing it up. I guarantee he's
I bet you he's a villain in his reality.
More than likely.
Anyway.
Yes. That's okay.
What were we doing?
Favorite scenes. We get off track here. I'm okay with that. That's part of this podcast.
Tom Holland getting his Peter Parker abilities. And testing everything out in his bedroom. Getting all upside down and backwards and being all like, what am I doing? I have these things, webs flying out of my arms and then all that, so.
And then trying to hide it from Aunt May. Aunt May.
I feel like you're confusing that with Garfield.
I think I might be.
Because
Garfield was in a warehouse.
You might be confusing that with
Toby. Toby was in a room.
I mean, I know he is hiding it.
We didn't get to see Spidey develop his power in this one. He got the new suit.
Yes, that might be. Could that be what we're talking about?
Because I'm trying to look it up and see it, and I'm like, oh, I'm not buying this.
Because he was in a warehouse when he like unlocked the suit and was just testing around, playing around with it.
Yeah.
It's like, what's this one do? What's this one do? What's this one do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's when Tom Holland is testing it all out.
Okay. Yeah, that's when he was locked in that
This bunker. Is a kill mode?
Yeah.
Yes.
You remember that really old movie? You reference pop culture one more time.
The kid's seen a bunch of movies.
So many.
You were just wiggling around like you couldn't wait to get it out.
I was gonna say from Endgame at the end, all the portals appearing. Then I think
similar to what I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was really cool. And then it seemed like that whole last battle was just like they were like oh crap, someone looked at the clock and we really don't have much time. We gotta wrap this up.
Cap finally says Avengers Assemble after like three movies not saying it.
What did he say at the end of the one movie?
Avengers, and that's it. It cuts off.
Oh, it cuts off.
Yeah,
okay.
It cuts off before you actually finish it up. Okay, so
I don't know that I actually have a favorite scene, but there are some scenes that I'd like to mention just for the fact of like the coolness. Infinity Wars, when the Vision and Scarlet Witch are fighting against the two members of the Black Order. I don't remember which ones they are. They are
in the town.
And then Cap shows up in the subway like out of the shadows. That was badass, especially since he had that cool ass looking beard that he shaved off. And anyway, then. In Spider-Man Homecoming, like, at the end of it, when Toomes is in lockup with
Scorpion,
I can't think what his real name is, Mac? No,
Mac Morgan.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's like, so you know, if I find out who this kid is, and Toomes just
like, I don't know who he is.
I ain't saying shit.
You think I let him live if I did?
Which, that's really cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was solid.
Did I not do a favorite scene?
Oh, you did.
Yeah, we did.
Favorite scene, probably when Iron Man was dying and then Spider-Man was there. It was kind of the flip of Infinity War.
That was your favorite scene?
It hit me right in the feels. Like, that was the one that hit me like the strongest emotionally. Okay. I was like, type of thing.
Yeah, like I said, for me, it was when Sam's like, on your left, and I'm like, oh, it was great. All right, well, I don't know if we'll have many, but how about least favorite scenes? Of the end of Phase 3.
Least favorite scenes?
Scene.
Okay,
scenes.
The scene where they're in the hut when they find Thanos in Endgame.
Okay.
Like, and he's like,
I mean, we did.
I have a garden.
Yeah, I did everything I planned to do, so if you want to kill me, I mean, fuck, dude, go ahead.
Well, I mean.
And then Thor's like, this is so unfulfilling! And cuts it off, anyways.
I was like, and movie over.
Okay, cool, we killed him.
We go home.
45 minutes in, and he's dead. It's like, oh shit.
Okay, that's a good movie.
In Infinity War, when they're fighting Thanos, Spider-Man, Iron Man, the Guardians. Okay.
No one knows what you're talking about.
What a dickhead.
Like, literally had the glove off almost.
Uh-huh.
And here's my thing, okay? Even if he would have hit him in the face, the shock of getting hit in the face, even by a little bitch like Peter, Quill, not Parker, who packs a potentially powerful punch, would have been enough to where, like, he would have stopped what he was doing if he was snapping out of her little daze thing, and he would have kind of, and then they would have been able to pull the glove off.
Did you see the thing where they go through that whole scene? It was like individual frames from the movie, except for when Peter's pulling on the glove. Doctor Strange opens up a circle around his hand and then closes it. Cuts his arm off.
Exactly.
And Peter's like, so we won, right?
I mean, yeah, potentially.
It should work that way.
Yeah, in theory.
They could have cut his arm off at any given time. Like,
yeah. I mean, so my...
They cut his head off.
Exactly. Afterwards. My least favorite...
Beaten him.
So wrong.
Wait, the glove is that big because this hand looked like fucking Popeye, all right? He's like, this is Manipula hand. This is my Gamora hand.
Wow.
Sorry.
You're fine. my least favorite is in Black Panther when he's talking to his dad, like the... I guess the Lion King.
Yes, thank you. The song and everything.
I especially didn't like the second time when Simba. He's like all like jumping up on him, like you did this and you did that. Like that wasn't needed. Like the scenes.
Refresh my memory.
It's right after he.
Who's doing that?
T'Challa.
Because he finds out
to his dad.
Yeah, he finds out that
his uncle
was
died and then they left his. His cousin out. And just left him there, left him in New York or
wherever the hell he was, LA or I don't know.
And instead of going to get him and bring him back into
family.
The fold,
right.
They just left him. And then they ultimately made this villain to come and destroy Wakanda and take over. He's the acting in the film's great. That scene in particular, the second time he's talking to him, he is kind of like come at me, like just.
It's venting, but it's pointless venting.
Kinda, yeah. Like that scene is one scene that stuck out to me. Like this is not needed. Like talking to him, sure, but the added like emphasis of trying to get his point across,
right,
just wasn't needed.
Right.
Before I already shared mine.
You did.
Yeah.
Event game.
I can't think of anything that this like standing out Captain to me Marvel. Is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Either one. Both.
Now, Civil War is the first time that we see Black Panther, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so here's a question for you. How is he already Black Panther if Black Panther only passed down after the king is...
He was wearing the suit, but not hadn't been made king.
Then how is he able to run as fast as the... Because he would have had to already gone through the ceremony. So
there would have been no superpowers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Suit.
That's a good point.
Because, like, he was literally running as fast as fucking cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all were.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it makes sense for, you know, the two people that have taken super serum.
But
true.
He didn't get his super
Black
serum.
Black Panther
flower.
Keeping up with super serum, keeping well, as a natural human.
Exactly. And you know, grabbing hold of the shield, you know, and pulling it down. It's like, no, please. Cap would have been like, oh, look, there's a cat on my shield. Which, actually, kind of funny.
I can't think of a scene.
I mean, it's, like I said, this is hard.
This one is probably the most solid.
Phase 3 had, like, they've already worked out all the kinks of in Phase 1 and Phase 2. So, their movies were, yeah, you're right, they're very solid. They're very, they know what they're doing, and they're working toward the goal of Endgame. Here are the points we have to hit. Here are the points we have to say. Here you go.
How about when they throw out a tank that's been shrunk and on somebody's keychain for...
That was Ant-Man.
Yeah, I know. That's part of this.
Nope. Phase 2.
But they were running around that building like it was nothing.
Wait, was that Ant-Man or was it... Yeah, that was
Ant-Man and Wasp was the building, wasn't it?
No.
They rolled around the building.
Yeah.
Oh, that...
Yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I will say, though...
It's a heavy-ass suitcase.
When the building popped up in places that were not... wasn't a lot level. That had been cleared for, there was, like, rubble everywhere.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool that they paid attention to that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. But here's something they didn't pay attention to. Anytime level. They would have set that up where it would have been completely level, solid ground, as soon as that thing popped up, it would have started sinking.
Yeah.
I mean,
also,
like,
wouldn't it weigh the... Have the weight of a building?
No foundations. Oh, true.
That suitcase would...
That's what I'm saying. That suitcase was heavy.
Yeah, that's true because when he's the size, he still has the full... When
human
he's
strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that thing would have... They wouldn't have been able
come
to...
On,
like, as soon as they said it, as soon as like they went to like grab it, it'd been like...
Yeah, it should have been...
We're going to leave this here.
No one's going to find it. It's really small.
It should have been making trails as he's digging it into the car. Yeah.
See, what happened was... Comic book science.
Comic book logic.
Yes.
We love that science. I think the only one that hasn't said anything is... Least favorite scene. Favorite scene.
Least favorite scene.
We did favorite scene.
Oh, okay.
We did least favorite scene.
Because Emily brought up America's Ass. And...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean, there's not much that I can think of.
Like I said, it's hard to pick one out, mm-hmm. So...
You remember the one scene that was really boring? It's that scene.
No, I don't remember.
Exactly.
It's so
that's
boring,
why it was so
I just zoned out, completely forgot about it.
Okay, so now that we're on, you know, we've had 22 movies. We've seen almost all of them. Favorite film overall in the whole series?
Ooh.
Why would you ask that?
Like, I honestly can't answer that. Like, I know, for me...
Winter Soldier.
See, it might be Civil War for me, but it's because I love, like, just the whole conflict between the heroes in Civil mm-hmm. War is awesome. Because it's like, hey, guess who's the villain?
But that was also kind of lackluster. Like, especially with the Civil War comic and the way it was. And then you see the movie and, oh, look, they're on the airport and there's five
I was
there.
Actually just talking about them fighting back and forth was, like, awesome.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, but, like, no. I mean, I can't, like, I literally can't pick out a favorite movie because they're, you know,
okay.
There's too many that are
that's
awesome.
Fair.
That, like,
that's fair.
Ragnarok. I was entertained the whole...
Yeah,
I was never
true.
Bored the entire
that's,
time.
That movie was consistently very good.
Like, there's some movies I'm like, okay, it's kind of dragging here, but then it picks up, so it's pretty good. But that one, I was like, I was never bored.
I'll give you credit on that.
Winter Soldier, for me, is a great spy film. And that's, I think, why I love it so much.
I was going to say Winter Soldier. I think the message they were getting at in that movie was solid, too. and it just, it was very much a movie of that year.
Yes.
And things that were going on. And it felt like going into that movie, like, it just was easy to slide into. The story was solid. That was Russo's brothers.
Yep, I think that was their first one.
Yep. Their first outing. And I think that's what solidified them as, we're going to return to you guys.
Yeah.
So.
And they were awesome. They deserve every praise they got.
I think I'm going to have to say Iron Man. It was my first love. It was my introduction mainly to, like, comic books. I mean, we have the Spider-Man ones, but, like, this started the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
And this, it was solid. It still is solid. I can go back and watch this film and still be entertained and still love it. And yeah. It's a great one.
Actually, I was thinking about it, and I realized that while we've been talking about all this, I was like, well, it'd be one of my three favorites from each of the three phases. And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, actually, I think Infinity War and them all, the heroes actually not ending on, we won, we mm-hmm. did it, let's all...
It was a powerful moment, yes. Because...
And I think that really...
Everybody's fallible.
Yes.
Yeah. Really, yeah.
What you think about it, the Civil War was kind of like that, too. I mean, even though they got the bad guy, there was a lot of trust issues then between the group.
It didn't end neatly.
It did not end well.
It was a mess, but they did come back together. Like, you,
later,
and we knew that.
Later.
I mean, they wouldn't. Not even on texting.
Yeah!
Remember? I mean, they can't pick up a phone call. A lot of things have changed since Banner's been gone.
Mm.
They don't text each other like they used to.
A lot has changed.
Doesn't call money anymore.
There's no emojis.
Yeah, nothing.
No smiley faces.
No hearts.
Hey, T-Dog. It's Cat.
Emoji cocks.
No eggplant for you.
So as we finish up this episode, any final thoughts on either Phase 3 or the MCU as a whole?
Actually, I have something to say that has nothing to do with that. I am glad to put faces to, like, people that I've heard on this freaking podcast.
Yes, me too.
Because it's nice welcome. To actually see. Yeah. Because, I mean, other than, you know, him and Emily,
you know, Ellie and the dude around there with Chris.
And, okay, yeah. But other than people I've actually podcasted with or know, you know, like, I'm listening to these people, I'm like, I wonder who the hell this person is. I have probably passed them, like, walking through, you know, the mall or something and, like, didn't even know.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Probably seen him in the comic shop, didn't even know.
What's up, nerd? Wait, why does that voice sound so familiar?
All right, well, back to my question.
What was your question? I don't remember, you asshole.
Final thoughts. Final thoughts on the Phase 3 or MCU as a whole?
I love how everything went. I was a little disappointed in how Endgame ended, but, like, as far as it goes, like, this was something in cinematic history that has never happened before, and they aced it.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. you know, for making their own formula on this and, you know, writing it through, it was like, hey, you know, damn, guys, good job.
It caused everybody else in the movie industry to try and scramble to put something together.
Which is why DC failed
to. And then DC goes...
Well, that was... Hey, they have two good movies.
Aquaman
and Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
But
that's it.
Yeah. In the scramble to put something together, they have made some major missteps.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody's chasing them and trying to...
Squad.
And even,
And not even... was god-awful.
Not even in just DC.
Too many conversations going on one.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're the one I want to talk to. Go.
Oh, not even just DC versus Marvel, but completely outside of comic book movies, they seem to be trying to do that.
Build a universe.
Yep. And build, well, we have movies that tie into each other, but it's not just one, two, three.
You mean just
trilogy.
Overarching stories?
Yes.
Yeah, like, right. They tried to do the Dark Universe with The Mummy, and that failed.
Yeah.
We are getting the Monsters, or Universal...
Universal Monsters.
Yeah.
That's The Mummy.
Well, King Kong. Okay, then, well, I'm referring to King Kong and Godzilla. Those two are connected.
Okay. That's also Universal.
Yeah.
That's all Universal monsters, isn't it?
That's what. That's
the
what
dark mean. Universe that the he's dark referring to. Is Dracula, Mummy,
yeah,
okay. Man.
I didn't even
the
know.
Invisible Man.
I haven't seen it. Okay. Bad, honestly.
I still want to watch it. As bad as
it's
the ratings got, I still want to see it.
I ended up buying it.
I don't think people were ready for it. Like they didn't know what it was, and they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
So it just was like, oh, it's another mummy film. Like, didn't Brendan Fraser do this 20 years ago?
Which was amazing. That's,
until the third one. Yeah. Until the third one.
I said the first one, not the third one.
I didn't even know there was a third one until I saw it on Netflix.
Dude, yeah. I watched it in theaters, and I wish I could get my money back for it. Still to this
I waited
day.
Until DVD on that one. And
well, see, I liked the first two.
Yeah. Well, there's a
the second
problem.
One
I watched the first one. Third of it on Netflix. And then I was like, okay, I just want to see how the mummy dies. So I fast forward.
And there you go.
Nice.
I saw it in the theater and I played on my phone a little bit, actually.
Nice. I think, agreeing with you, it definitely, both of you, it definitely built a precedent of filmmaking that we have not seen ever. And we probably won't see again. Like this was
not on
a,
such a scale. No,
correct.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys know, I'm a giant DC fan.
Yeah, we still love you though.
Obviously,
nothing gave that away.
No, nothing at all.
Nope, nothing.
Nothing at all.
No.
As much as I love the movies, I would still love to see the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League. That's never going to happen.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The director. Anyway, don't worry about it. They can't live up to what Marvel has done. Star Wars is
it's its
close.
Own, that's its own thing.
It is its own.
But see, the problem with Star Wars was like, well, first off, like they started in the middle and then went to the beginning and then went to the end.
That was more of the studio's choice than Lucas.
But I have a strong dislike for the prequels.
See, I do. I appreciate them more. Because I've read the novelizations of them.
Wait, which ones? Like the Jar Jar Binks? Those ones?
One, two, and three. Yeah.
Phantom Menace.
The third one I enjoyed, though.
Revenge of the Sith is the
best.
If
I was
going to
start watching the Star Wars series, I would start with Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
And watch Revenge of the Sith.
Start
Rogue One. Four. No, if I was to go start watching them, I can go start watching these from the very beginning and be completely content.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
To watch. There'd be a couple bumps in the Hulk movie, but otherwise I would
Dude,
be
you
like...
can fast forward now. You're not in the theater. It's not like you have to wait.
No, I just mean, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Get up there and pull film.
But yeah, guys, thanks for coming on. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks,
thanks
for
having us.
Yeah, thank you for having
us. I would like to maybe do this more.
With the DC films.
Well, actually,
shit show. We're going to need more to drink.
Yes.
We can do it like Drunk History.
Yes. 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 Oh, God.
God damn y'all.
I did Wonder Woman that.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to dress up like Wonder Woman?
You have no idea.
Yep, saw that coming. Well, no, just like... I just want to do cinematic films like this. Like... Not genre. Genre is wrong. Series. Like, I would love doing
Batman
Star Wars
the animated
one.
Series.
I've got a friend who's already doing that, so.
Oh.
I'm not saying I can't. We can't do that, but.
We're going to do it better than you. Who's your friend?
Chris. The one we're going to be having on here next.
That's not awkward at all.
Holy shitballs. Oh, sorry. I was just getting to see Brittany in her Wonder Woman costume.
But yeah. Thanks for coming on. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.